You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Both the Nuggets and the Avalanche won last night.
Wow.
Good.
For the Nuggets, it was their 15th straight home win, beating Minnesota. The Avs beat the Flames in Calgary. Both teams play again tomorrow night, with the Nuggets going for number 16 in a row at home. That'll be at Bull Arena tomorrow night against Indiana. What else is going on? There's an interesting story, trying to dig a little deeper in this, because it was about 10 years ago that I cut the cord. I think I canceled my satellite subscription in 2012. I want to say 2011, 2012. And a lot of people have been doing it over the years, you know, because they're like, hey, it's just cheaper to stream. Well, is it anymore? There's a story that's out where they started examining. People start adding up. You know, you think, oh, it's only another $9. I'll get this streaming service. Oh, this one's only $7.99. I'll get this one. And they're comparing and they're saying it's getting to the point now where the streaming apps are pretty much the same price as those expensive cable packages that many of us walked away from.
That's right, yeah. Start adding them up.
Man, the big one for me, I have to hold on to for about another 3 weeks. Because if I want local channels to be able to watch things like the football playoffs and the Super Bowl, I have to hold on to YouTube TV for another few weeks.
Yeah, that's what I did too. That's my most expensive one by far. It's like $70.
Yeah, it's getting close
to that.
It's getting,
yeah, pricey.
So, and then you start adding up, oh, well, I've also got HBO Plus.
Yeah, and Ted Lasso's coming back. I saw a little teaser for that yesterday.
Gotta have your Apple.
Gotta fire my Apple service back up, I guess, for a few months.
Yeah, I told Gretch, I said, the one that I never really watch anymore is Netflix, and then I stumbled onto that Bernie Madoff documentary, and I'm like, oh.
Well, can't get rid of this now.
He's got the one thing to catch us.
It's not just the subscriptions. Nick Nat came down the other day after she was done doing, you know, the bills. She's like, the amount of reoccurring charges that we have every month is just ridiculous. Yeah. You know, from just swim lessons to piano to subscriptions to, you know, I signed up for that car wash now. That's a reoccurring fee every month.
That's right. How's that going for you this week?
This week probably won't be going through it this week. No, probably not.
Pay attention, Jeremy. There's a new study that says you should be taking Viagra.
Okay.
They found that, obviously, besides the quite obvious benefits of Viagra, the one that makes people snicker, they say it does lower the risk of heart disease in men by up to 39%.
No
and
way.
It helps reduce the risk of an early death.
What? I'm going to pop a couple this morning then.
So Viagra will give you a longer life.
Hey, yo. Well, that's good news. I mean,
it has to do with the blood flow.
It's the blood flow. I guess, can they? There's probably no ingredients that they can take out that would just give you the benefits of the long life and heart stuff without. Well, it gives you, like, what if I want to take it right now and just have the benefits of the long life and the heart stuff, but I don't want to walk around excited all day. I know. I just wonder if there's anything they could take out to, you know, reformulate it.
Why?
So it's still got the good stuff, but it doesn't give me the good stuff, if you know what I mean.
But you don't take the pill and immediately get aroused.
Tell me how it works.
It doesn't work that way. You need to be aroused, and then it helps. So you don't take it and automatically, whoop, that doesn't happen.
I've never taken it.
So you can take it, Jeremy, and you'll be okay.
But there's always that fear.
No, there's no
it
fear.
It makes it, doesn't it make it easier to become aroused?
No, it assists.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Now I
so
know.
You still, you, if you're just sitting in your truck by yourself,
you don't know.
Nothing's going to happen.
I love Ford trucks, man. You don't know. You don't know what I'm steering with. You know, he's talking about steering with your knee.
Yes, I know. You don't need it.
Not
I
yet.
Know,
I'm sure it's coming, though.
It's got a lot of health benefits. And, you know, they're talking about Viagra for women, right? Isn't there a Viagra for women?
Yeah.
That does the same kind of thing in terms of arousal.
Gets
and
that motor
also
running.
Helping your heart and everything.
It's great. It's fantastic.
You uncomfortable with this conversation?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. What else is trending?
Somebody who was supposedly taking her Viagra for many years. Sister Andre, it looks like. The world's oldest known person, sadly, passed away at the age of 118 and 340 days, less than a month away from her 119th birthday, holding the record for the oldest living person and the oldest living nun, according to the Guinness World Records.
Do they say who takes over now for the title?
It says Don Tesla? Don, I don't know. The spelling's a little weird on that. Anyway,
good
so
one.
Sadly, she's passed away. This story this morning, there's a thread online where people are talking about cultural things that have just quietly disappeared, quietly went away without anybody noticing. And the top of the list, waterbeds. Where did all the waterbeds go?
Oh, man.
Nobody knows where they all went. Poke wars on Facebook. Remember when you go online to Facebook in the beginning and poke people? You poke each other back and forth. Flash mobs. Where'd all the flash mobs go? That was a thing for so long.
I never participated in a flash mob.
I didn't either.
Did you?
No. I have a life. Traveler's checks made the list. I remember as a kid before we went on vacation, my mom would always stock up on traveler's checks. And then, you know, like hide them in her belt or whatever, you know, so nobody would steal the traveler's checks while we were wandering around South Dakota. And then ringtones. Yeah, I remember when ringtones used to be the big thing back in the day. So anyway, there's a long list. I'll post it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. New poll this morning found that the average adult keeps about 20 toys from their childhood. 65% of these people say they're keeping them to pass down to their children or grandchildren. I don't know as an investment or for them to play with. I don't know. Hopefully it's the investment portion. And 57% say that they're keeping them because they're just sentimental. And they're better than you can buy any toy today. They're better quality.
So
and yeah, that's me.
The hell out of these numbers because if the average is 20 and I have zero.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
You must have 7,000.
I do. I have bins of stuff. Some of the biggies,
bins.
Barbie dolls, Legos, Hot Wheels. I do have though. I don't have my Barbie dolls, but no,
it's
I do
funny,
have Legos and Hot Wheels.
Now.
I got my G.I. Joes. That's on the list. Light Brights are on there. Nerf balls. My Little Pony. A lot of old video game systems. Sega, Nintendo, the Genesis.
I got a question about this because I was writing this up for the Mindbender Club mailer. My question is, do my old baseball cards count?
I would think so. It's
are those
funny.
Toys?
We were just in a card shop yesterday. I found a new card shop because Reed wanted to go look at Pokemon cards. And it's funny. There's a vintage toy store.
He just got 5,000 of them.
He was trading and stuff like that. So we found this new card store, and next door was an 80s vintage toy shop. So we hit both of them. But the guy in the store was talking about the sports cards, you know, growing up and collecting those, and they're trading those at this store. And he's like, you know, we're now to the point as adults where we can afford to essentially buy our childhood back. That's what a lot of people are doing right now, and it's big business. People are buying their childhood back in the form of sports cards and comics.
I do have a box in storage of old baseball cards, and I think they're football cards in there, too, and I haven't looked at them in a million years. That's all I've got left from my childhood. And sometimes I wonder about taking those in to get an appraisal because it's not doing me any good to keep them in a box.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Get rid of them, man. Make some money on them. A couple headlines floating
some
around.
Some guy named Mickey Mantle or something
never heard
like
of
that.
Him.
I don't know if that one's any good
probably
or not.
Probably not. It's probably bent. Don't bother. A 67-year-old dude in Michigan is happy about being forgetful in his old age. Last month, he's like, I don't remember if I bought a lottery ticket or not yet. I better just go buy a second one with the same set of numbers. Both hit for $110,000, so.
Incredible.
Beep-boop-bop-boop math. Yeah, so it paid off to be forgetful. And then I do love this story this morning. It's crazy. There's a woman in Alaska that says a dead rabbit recently saved her life. She was skating on a frozen lake when she found it on the ice. And she took it with her because she wanted to use it for something later, you know, use the pelt.
A dead rabbit?
Use the pelt for something or stew. Yeah, you never know. It's Alaska. She's resourceful. Anyway, she fell through the ice after she picked up the rabbit, and there was nothing to grab onto to pull herself out. So the rabbit was soaking wet at that point. She tossed it up onto the ice in front of her and let the poor little rabbit freeze to the ground, and she used it as an anchor. To hoist herself up and out of the water. What?
Well, how long did it
That's
take
That's some
for
MacGyver
it to
stuff.
To the ice?
I don't know if it's like minus, you know, whatever up in Alaska. Probably fairly quick. You slap that thing up there and
But you would die from hypothermia before that.
I don't know. Maybe she had on really good pants or something. I don't know.
I might be calling BS on this story.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll have to dig a little deeper. I just read
Falling through the ice in Alaska. You don't just like do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'll just sit here and wait for this rabbit to freeze. Yeah, yeah, I get it. I get it, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, that supposedly happened in Alaska. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find it, Tom and Jeremy, on the FB. This has been making the rounds for a couple weeks now, so I figured I better just go ahead and post it on our Facebook. It's making a resurgence. It's a video of a husband calling contest from the Iowa State Fair, and it's all these ladies yelling for their husbands. The grand prize winner wins $5. Do you want a taste of it? I do have it. Let me turn it on so you can hear it. Here.
Bob, hurry up. I don't want to be late. Bob, hurry, hurry.
Daryl!
Roy?
All right, that's all you get. God. There's more of that on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Bob.